As part of the R&B group The Fugees, Lauryn Hill won a Grammy for her cover of Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly. She has a new solo album called The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, on which she's the producer, writer, and lead vocalist. The album entered the charts at number one, setting a new first-week sales record for a female artist. Rock critic Ken Tucker admires the CD's range and ambition.
Now I don't.
At the age of 23, Lauryn Hill has already been an actress. She had a recurring role on the soap opera As the World Turns and appeared in Sister Act 2. She's proven to be the most arresting voice in the Fugees, managing to give a fresh urgency to a song that I and I bet a lot of people were pretty sick of, Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly. And on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, she really stretches out, rapping with clipped intensity, and at various moments here, invoking older artists as diverse as Al Green, Stevie Wonder, and Bob Marley.
Beware the false motives of others. Be careful of those who pretend to be brothers. And you never suppose it's those who are closest to you.
What made Hill's version of Killing Me Softly so invigorating is that she drained all of Roberta Flack's melodrama and self-pity from the song the way a mechanic drains oil from a car. The same is true of nearly every cut on this CD. This is the sound of a very strong, independent-minded, even eccentric woman, one whose ambition, unlike those of so many young artists, never seems beyond her grasp. Just listen to the grand sweep and delicate memories evoked by Every Ghetto, Every City.
Writing my friends' names on my jeans with a marker. July 4th races outside Parker. Fireworks in Martin Stadium. The untouchable PSP. All the crazy niggas. McCarthy got away through Irvington. Hillside brings beef with the cops. Self-destruction record drops. And everybody's name was Muslim. Women producing sensations in 88. Attract the kids from out of state. And everybody used to do the wop.
Wop it out. Wop it out.
Jack, jack, jack your body. Now the Bismarck used to amp up the party. I wish those days they didn't stop.
If the music there reminds you of Stevie Wonder's Living in the City, well, Hill has made the style her own with its vividly precise memories of childhood. She then takes that 70s soul style and creates what I think is a minor masterpiece on the same theme, called Everything is Everything. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is marred slightly by spoken word conversational sections at the end of some cuts that grow tiresome over the course of repeated listenings. But that's a minor flaw. The miseducation of the title refers in part to Hill's disillusionment with pure romance. This is the chronicle of a young woman's growth into wise maturity. There may not be a smarter CD released all year.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.